This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by the new head football coach at Newburyport High School, Ben Smolski, a grad from Newburyport, and also has been an assistant coach in the program for a couple of years here. So, Ben, congratulations on the new job, and your thoughts about becoming the head coach.
Thank you very much for having me today. Being a Clipper since I was born. I was born in Newburyport, Massachusetts, and went to high school here, graduated in 2002. It's an honor and a privilege to take over as the head football coach at Newburyport High School.
Yeah, and obviously a great tradition of football, and I guess really one of the first North Shore schools to have Friday Night Lights, I think, right? Years and years ago, but even well before 2002, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, the night games were all the way back into the 70s and maybe even the 60s. They had the old the wooden lights on the field where there would be dark spots on the field, and I think that was even until my sophomore year in high school. Then they installed the new lights in 2000. Or 1999, they installed the new lights that we have now. And, I literally lived 2 minutes away. I would walk up with my father and my brother, and we'd have Friday night football every Friday night during the fall at Newburyport. It was great.
Yeah. And those are great memories, walking to the stadium. And of course, obviously, a great place to watch football as well here in Newburyport. Well, Ben, I guess what does Newburyport have coming back from last year's team, and a little assessment maybe of last year as you were an assistant coach with the team, but also what are you looking at for this fall?
Coming back, we had our first football meeting yesterday as a team. We got 15 plus seniors. We're led by captains Connor Smith, Miles Maloof, and Matt Donlin. So we got good senior leadership. And we have other guys like Dante Harmon and Tristan Cassidy and some other seniors out there who are really going to make a difference. We're looking at not just captains, but, having some guys take leadership roles for their position and just kind of creating a culture of leadership and accountability here.
Yeah, exactly. And The schedule. What is your? You must know your first game coming up, right?
It's Linfield.
Okay.
So that's our first game. We opened up with them the last couple of years I've been here, and we had a good victory over them last year, and hopefully we can carry that to week one this year.
Yeah, that would have been a good victory. They've been very solid the last few years.
Yeah, they're very well coached. Run a good system on offense. Run the 3-5 stack on defense, and it can cause some problems sometimes, but last year was a good start to the season, and hopefully we can start it out right this year.
Well, Ben, I'm just going to save that last little clip that you just said. I can use it months from now when we do the preview of that game on Friday night or against Linfield, right? I don't have to come back and see you. We just use that clip, recycle it as we do in this business, and use it again. Tell me about you've also been a head coach at track and field at Saugus, an assistant coach in football at Saugus and Lawrence. But tell us about when it was that you thought, well, I'd like to get into coaching at some point here.
That goes back to all the way back to high school. My junior year in high school, I was influenced by just teaching and coaching in general. Coach Gaudiano, who was my football coach in high school, and he was a teacher, and Mrs. Crofts, who was my English teacher, who was my influence to get into teaching, who both teach here this year. Mr. Gaudiano's retiring this year, and I said that I wanted to teach and coach at the end of junior year in high school, and I put my mind to that and went to school, got my first teaching job at Saugus, and I coached at Newburyport before I got my first teaching job as well, and my lifelong goal has been to teach at Newburyport High School and be the head football coach. So I'm living the dream right here.
Exactly. Speaking about your life a little bit, is that you also have two young children, right?
Yes.
Tell me about those guys.
I got almost 3 years old. He'll be 3 years old in September. Thomas, named after my father, and Timothy, who's 3 months, and they're just the world to me.
Yeah, that's great. And I guess some other things. How about coaching influences? Whether it be at different places where you've played, different places you've coached. You know, who might be some coaching influences and maybe why? I mean, a name or two from whether it be people you've coached with or, you know, or played for.
You know, first influenced my father. He basically taught me what it was to be a Clipper. And, you know, he was around in youth football. Sometimes he'd coach a team above me. But, you know, fifth and sixth grade he coached. Seventh grade he coached me. And, you know, just kind of the value of being a Clipper. You know, Coach Gaudiano, I had a great time with him as my coach. So he was a very big influence on me. And I had I was fortunate to coach with him for 4 years out of going on 15-year coaching career. So, you know, I got to see him on both ends, which that was good. And he's really been a mentor and a life coach. You know, Coach Amin in Lawrence, working under him for 2 years, you know, I was younger then, 2007, 2008, just kind of, he was a local boy coaching in Lawrence, so kind of have that same connection being in Newburyport now, so I get to see his pride for his community. And then Coach Broderick at Saugus, you know, coached with him for 7 years, worked with him, he's a great friend, just kind of taught me a lot about just being specific, having a good system with clear rules in order, and being able to communicate with players. And, you know, last year with Coach Levine really helped out with the art of preparation.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to close on that and ask you maybe a final question about, you know, the role of moving from an assistant coach to the head coach and all the added kind of it's really a different job in a way. It's the same game, but there's so many different aspects to that. And any other final thoughts you might have about, you know, kind of, you know, looking ahead to this coming season?
Yeah, you know, going from assistant to head coach, it definitely is a lot different, a lot more responsibility. But it's just something that I've been ready for my whole life, you know, coming on my 15th year. And no better place than being at Newburyport High School, and just super excited.
Hey, one last thing. Who do you have coaching with you? You may not have that all set yet. I know this just happened recently, but as of now, do you have an idea who might be coaching with you this year?
We had our first staff meeting yesterday. The staff, there may be another addition to the staff. I'm waiting on that. But Coach John Weber, Coach Jason Beaublanc, and Coach Jim Smith, who coached last year, are going to come back. I have Coach Slade Williams is going to – he worked here a few years ago as a volunteer, is going to come on board. And my brother was a defense coordinator here 2 years ago, and he's going to join the staff as well, Mike Smolsky.
Yeah, all right. Well, Ben Smolsky, great talking with you, and best of luck, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. Yeah. It was a pleasure.
Ben Smolsky, the head football coach at Newburyport High School with us here. I'm Bill Newell on MSO News Sports.